I'm going to be reading this morning from Philippians chapter 4. A while back, I mentioned to Irene that I was worried about some event that was coming up. I was worried about how it would go or how it would turn out. And she answered me by quoting Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And that's about all she said. Of course, it was about 4 in the morning. So that's the way it is sometimes. So I looked up these verses and read through them several times. And so why don't we do that? Let's read Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. It says there, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, the first thing I notice about this when I read it is that just like the rest of God's word, this passage isn't a suggestion. It's a command. We shouldn't just do it sometimes or try our hardest to do it, because our hardest isn't going to get it done. We can't not be anxious about anything on our own strength. We only accomplish it by prayer and supplication. Well, we know about prayer, but what is supplication? Well, I looked up the definition on Father Internet because he's never wrong. It said there, supplication is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. Supplication is the part of our prayers where we ask God for what we want. We have to do it in humility, but all prayer has to be in humility. We cannot come to God in a prideful or arrogant attitude because we are talking to the Creator of the entire universe and the Savior and Redeemer of all the lost. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. That's in the other direction. It's left, if you're in your Bible, quite a ways. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Yes, humility is key. And then it says in our text, with thanksgiving. Every prayer that we pray should have thanksgiving in it. It's essential. It says so right here in verse 6, with thanksgiving. God loves our thankful hearts. And if we are obedient to what verse 6 says, then we will have what verse 4 above it says. Verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then if you go up to verse 4 before it, it says there, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. That's just a few pages to your right. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Okay, let's read verse 7 of this text. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Here God, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, is promising us peace. Not just the peace that the world talks about, peace between nations or peace between two opposing forces. No, God promises us the peace that surpasses all understanding. God's peace. The peace that was promised by the angel when he announced the birth of Jesus the Messiah to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem. Peace between me and God. Peace between all believers and God. God's peace is so great that no one on earth, no matter how wise or intelligent he or she may be, cannot understand it. peace that Jesus worked out for us by laying down his own life and shedding his own blood on the cross at Calvary for the forgiveness of all of our sins, and then giving us eternal life. We cannot wrap our minds around that kind of love and peace. We will have a better understanding of it when we see him face to face in heaven. The benediction spoken at the end of most of our worship services is from Numbers 6, verses 24 to 26. Turn there with me if you would like. Numbers 6, 24 to 26. And I'm just going to read verse 26. There it says, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." When God lifts his countenance upon us, he is looking at us. The loving Father looking at and smiling at his beloved children. And what will God's peace do for us? Well, the second half of verse 7 tells us, "Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When our hearts and minds are guarded by Jesus, we are absolutely and completely safe. Satan has no power to take God's peace away from us. That's true safety. Then we can truly be anxious for nothing. Let's read it again. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In the book of Philippians, it begins with a beautiful greeting at the beginning and ends with a beautiful benediction at the end. Let's read Philippians 1, verse 2. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And chapter 4, verse 23. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen."